AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump unilaterally extended the ceasefire with Iran, but while maintaining the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports, and Charles Deledesma reports the shooting has not stopped.
Iran opened fire on a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz on Wednesday morning. A second was attacked a short time later. Iranian state television reported the ships were in the Revolutionary Guard's custody and were being taken to Iran. News agencies then reported the guard attacked a third vessel. The seizures represent an escalation by Iran's leaders, who appear poised to drive a harder bargain with American negotiators after two rounds of talks with the Trump administration ended in open warfare. I'm Charles Deledesma.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president has not set a deadline for Iran to submit its peace proposal.
There's obviously a lot of internal division. This is a battle between the pragmatists and the hardliners in Iran right now, and the president wants a unified response.
The Pentagon says Navy Secretary John Phelan is leaving. No reason given. Oil prices rose again Wednesday, and Julie Walker reports.
Crude oil goes into making more than 6,000 consumer products, ranging from computer keyboards, lipstick, tennis rackets, and chewing gum, to aspirin umbrellas and nylon guitar strings. Petroleum derivatives are also used in a lot of product packaging. Shoe and apparel trade groups and companies that sell stuffed animals made with polyester and acrylic synthetic fibers derived from petroleum are looking at price increases or other ways to offset higher material costs. Julie Walker, New York.
And at Donahue reports wildfires have prompted evacuations in Florida while destroying homes in Georgia.
A long drought, low humidity, and stronger winds are fueling the fires in both states. Georgia's two largest wildfires have burned more than 31 square miles. In Florida, firefighters are battling 131 wildfires, mostly in the northern part of the state around Jacksonville. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A frolicking baby elephant.
It's a grand reopening at the Elephant Community Center at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington.
We're having our public debut for our baby elephant, Lin Mai.
Elephant manager Robbie Clark.
She's the first elephant calf we've had born here in 25 years.
Just incredible to see her up close and in person.
Visitors like Leah Grainer Kennedy came to see the new baby as she ran around exploring her enclosure and playing with jumbo-sized toys.
Magical.
Pairing the calf's father, Spike, with her mother, Nee Lin, was important to the Asian elephant population and the genetic diversity of those under human care in North America.
Asian elephants are a critically endangered species.
Clark says he's glad the Elephant Center closed since Lin Mai's birth on February 2nd has reopened and the elephant cam is back on.
Lin Mai is a hoot. She's a fantastic little elephant to get to know.
Jennifer King, Washington.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.